I was praying Thursday, Friday morning. I said, Lord, he and Jeffrey worked. I said, send them some help. Guess who showed up? Janella Jones. They came to the house for lunch, and I said, you should be here helping me. She said, the Lord told me to help them. And Papa said she can handle that gun, that nail gun. God, can you hear? Can you understand? You can't be in and out of God. Get in and stay in. Get in and stay in a calling. He's calling. He's calling. The song says, softly and tenderly, God is calling. But today he's calling with a thundering voice. Come home, my children. Come home, my children. Come home to me, my children. I love you. Don't turn your back on my love. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. He says, I have joy for you, unspeakable and full of glory. I have peace beyond your imagination. I have wisdom. God created wisdom first. Wisdom said before there was anything, I was born. I was there. Then the Bible says if any man lacks wisdom, ask God and he'll give it. If you're wise, if you're wise, you'll know what to do. If you're wise, you'll know how to do. And then he didn't leave you alone. Alongside wisdom came Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. To teach you all things. I'm telling you, you are supernaturally smart beyond anything that a natural man can even imagine. Take for Adam, for example, he named everything and remembered his name. As I said Wednesday night, he called a cow a cow. But if he had called that same cow bird and the bird cow, then we would have cows flying around in the air. And we would have birds in the stable. You can call what is not into being with the word of God. By faith in God, it shall be unto me according to my faith. Now, my faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So what do? I dig into that word and I fill up on that word. I don't let worry in. I don't let fear in. From my own experience, you've heard me tell this before. Used to be a minister, came on WCPC. Years ago, when we were living in the trailer, that's how long ago it was. But he'd go off every day. His name was Parson Hurst. I think it was from Moss Point. I know it was down south somewhere. But he'd go off every day, and he said, neighbor, to worry is to doubt God. That God in my spirit, I never forgot. I have never been a worrier. Now, I might have brief moments of worrying. And I remember when Tony was in Saudi Arabia. The enemy got to me this particular day, and I was worried, and I was fretting, and he lied to me. He said, that boy had been shot, or that boy had been killed all day long. I would, in my mind, see different branches of the military coming in uniform. I was at West Clay, coming to tell me something was wrong with him. Shorten the story, I got home that night, and I'm crying and telling my husband what happened. He said, we're going to take care of that. We prayed. That went, and from then on, I knew Psalm 91 was working for him in the name of Jesus. And so God says, you call forth my word. You believe my word. That lady with the issue of blood, she believed the word. She had had it a long time, 12 years. But she believed the word. You can't base it. You got that as an example, but you've got to put the word in your own heart. Come to me. Call unto me. And I'll answer thee, well, I've been praying. Have you really? Have you really been praying? Or have you been shakatalibo-shatadadada? Oh, let me see who that is on Facebook. Who sent me that text message? I got to go get on Twitter or whatever. If you don't make a determination that you're going to stay in that word when you get up the first thing in the morning, all during the day, everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing God speaking to you? Oh, I got a nice message here. To me it was. Are you hearing God speaking to you? I love you, for God so loved the that he gave his only begotten, that if I, say I, or whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Say, thank you, Lord, for everlasting life. And if you've been running from God and you haven't been doing what you know you should do, just get back on board. I'm not your judge. I'm not your judge. I'm just going to say, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. The price is fully paid for you, just like it's fully paid for me. I can't judge whether you are with God or not, but you decide. God, what would you have me to do? What is your plan for my life? And then you walk in that. You walk that out because God is God. But I'm telling you, you read the Old Testament. Woo, thank God for mercy. After a while, he would get tired of them not obeying him, and judgment would come. So don't let God move his hand off you, and then the enemy has access to you because you want to obey God. This is a clarion call. A major call to everyone who's listening and hearing, everyone who is in this sanctuary. Every one of us can move closer to God. Every one of us can move out deeper into the Word. Every one of us can be a brighter light in this world of darkness. The song says, follow me as I follow Christ. Don't lead anybody to hell. Take them to heaven. Go there yourself. I say about parents who don't want to live right, you know, the children didn't ask to come into the world. If you want to go to hell, go ahead, but don't take them with you. No, you don't really want to go there.